When the on-air mic goes off, the talk talk begins. It's Talk Talk with Martha Quinn.
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who? I got a question. Do they say roof, 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 or do they say who?
I think they say who.
Oh, so it's not roof, 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 roof.
Like a dog?
Christy?
I believe that I'm going to go with Martha Quinn and say who.
Snap. Oh, that's you. Okay. All right. I wasn't sure.
Oh, snap. You know me.
Can't mess with Martha and her 90s dance music knowledge.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you. That was very nice. Shouting out National Dog Day, which was Friday. Welcome to episode number 171 of Talk Talk with Martha Quinn. This is the podcast that is a mashup of The Morning Drive with Christy Live ladies, Christy and producer Karina, with The Martha Quinn Show ladies, me, Martha Quinn, and producer Karina.
Hey, buddy.
Which means Karina is exhausted all the time. Ladies, I was thinking about the guy, Matt, who told us to start a podcast, and he doesn't even work here anymore. What if he never told us to do a podcast?
I know. We'd be missing out on a whole lot of fun and shenanigans. And
did you call him Mark?
No, she said Matt. But it was Maddie.
It was Maddie. I thought she said Mark. And
Maddie. You know, you should still work here. What can I say? Well, we hope that hilarity and gripping emotion will continue today in episode number 172. So, ladies, did you see Michael Keaton, Christy, your favorite Batman, discuss how many Batman movies that he has seen?
No, I didn't. What did he say?
Well, I thought this was so interesting. Michael Keaton said he has not watched any Batman movie in its entirety or any superhero movie in its entirety at all.
I don't think that's that surprising.
Really? Why?
Will Ferrell said he's never seen any of his movies.
What? But that was... No, he didn't say he's never seen any of his movies. He said in the Jerry Seinfeld show, Comedians with Cars Getting Coffee, that he doesn't see any movies at all. And I thought that was super surprising. You don't?
No. Like Denzel Washington said, he doesn't really watch movies or his movies. He's only seen one, Macbeth.
I would like to know if he meant he doesn't see his movies, which I understand because you like watch yourself and you go, oh, I could have done that so much better, even if you're Denzel Washington. But I wonder if he means he doesn't see any movies.
I don't know. I mean, I understand your surprise, but I just feel like actors are weird.
Well, I thought it was surprising because these are guys who live and breathe movies. They have spent their entire lives making movies. Like Jerry Seinfeld was saying to Will Ferrell, he was like, are you kidding me? And Will Ferrell goes, no, name a movie. I haven't seen it. In every single movie, you know, Star Wars, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Will Ferrell is saying, nope, never seen him. So it got me thinking, what do you not do that people would assume that you do? And I'll start just to get your wheels spinning. Is that the right phrase, to start your wheels spinning? No, to get your wheels turning, correct?
I think either one, get your wheels spinning or get your wheels turning.
You don't want your wheels to spin, because if your wheels are spinning, you're not making any progress. You're like hydroplaning. Okay, so to get your wheels turning is what I meant to say. I personally, me, Martha Quinn, original MTV VJ, I live and breathe music. I don't go to concerts. The last concert I saw, any guesses what band it might have been?
The last concert. Poison?
What would get me out of the house, which you know is hard for me? What band would get me out of the house?
Well, I would say the Beatles, but we hosted a concert a few years ago, and you were there. So does that one count?
No, it doesn't, because that's a different experience when you're backstage and you're working. That's a totally different experience. Like when we went to the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas, it was a blast because we were backstage. We could peek out and see some shows. We had our own bathroom. We had snacks. We had a makeup area. So I feel like that doesn't quite count. An actual concert where I was in the arena with everybody else watching the band, who would drag me out of the house?
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Good guess, because I've seen them more than probably anybody else. But no, not Earth, Wind, and Fire. Another band that I am very vocal about being passionate about.
Guns N' Roses.
Nope.
The Beatles, but that was so long ago.
Not Rolling Stones.
No.
Not the Rolling Stones.
Ladies, ladies.
Oh, no.
Ladies.
The Go-Go's.
Who's my fave? Who's my fave? Oh.
You like Guns N' Roses.
You like Bret Michaels.
I love Bret Michaels.
Oh, I got a guess. Van Halen.
Yes!
Yes!
Exactly.
I knew it. It was coming to me.
And it was Van Halen with David Lee Roth at the Staples Center in Los Angeles in, drum roll please, 2012.
Wow. That's not too long ago.
Mm-mm.
10 years?
Yeah. Wow. 2012 was 10 years ago.
I know. And people ask me all the time, oh, are you going to see Duran Duran at the Chase Center? Are you going to see Tears for Fears? Are you going to see the Pet Shop Boys? And the answer is no, because I don't like crowds. I don't like loud noises. And I don't like driving home late at night. If Simon Le Bon sent me a limo, maybe I would go.
That would be dope. Or at least like some front row seats.
No, I don't want front row
no?
seats. I don't want to get rushed. Right? I don't want to get rushed and crushed. Rushed and crushed. That is not a good combo.
I like the rush and the crush.
You do?
I like to be in the front. I don't like to stay until the end because I don't like to deal with the crowds leaving.
Yeah.
So I always leave, you know, early unless it's John Mayer, in which I stay till the bitter, bitter end until the lights come on and they're taking away the drum kit.
And they're like literally grabbing your hands from the seats and like, ma'am. Come on, ma'am.
That's it.
You gotta go.
That's it.
There's a big difference between you and me, Christy.
Mm-hmm.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'10". Oh, okay. There you go. I'm 5'10".
And you wear heels.
Yes.
I'm 5'2". I'm always in sneakers. I the rush and crush is not good for me. So that's something I think that people would expect, that I would be at concerts all the time. Mm-hmm. But I am not. So how about you, Christy? What do you think you don't do that people would expect you to do?
Sleep. I would say stay up all the time or work all the time. I do work all of the time.
You do work all the time.
I do go out a lot, but I do have quite a bit of downtime and people never believe me. They're like, God, you're always working. When do you ever sleep? And I think, well, I actually have quite a bit of downtime. I do sit on my couch for long periods of time and watch many, many episodes of RuPaul's Drag Race and Bob's Burgers. So I do have downtime and people swear I don't.
And when you're sitting on your couch watching Bob's Burgers and RuPaul's Drag Race, what is Christy wearing?
Comfy.
Expand, please.
Comfy is a, it's like a wearable sweater blanket. Karina got it for me a couple years ago for Christmas. And it is one of my most favorite things on earth. It has a hood. It has a pocket, and I have
pockets are essential.
It's super thick.
It's
and
super
keeps you warm.
Thick.
Yeah.
And Karina also got me some San Francisco 49er like thick socks, and so I'm usually wearing my 49er socks and comfy.
Because it'll be like 90 degrees outside, and Christy's still cold.
No, that's me. I get it. I totally get it. I wish I'm trying to get a picture of that. I've
what?
Seen your comfy, but not actually in action. In other words, on you chillaxing on the couch, because that is not something that I think of when I think of you, because you are working and going all the time. I mean, Christy will DJ like 10 weddings in a weekend, and they're always like, you know, in Sacramento or something. And then on a down weekend, Christy will go to Tokyo. And I'm like, oh my God.
I know.
What the heck?
The other day, she was like, I think it was a weekend, but a quick trip. She's like, yeah, I went for like a day to Mexico and back. I'm like, it takes me like a whole couple days to like go to Mexico and back. She's like, I just did it in a few hours and came back.
I mean, a flight is a few hours and people drive, you know, long hours. I don't mind flying somewhere.
Yeah.
And then coming back because I figure, well, why not?
I went to the outlet mall the other day and it wiped me out. The outlet mall. Okay, Karina Velasquez, what do you do that would surprise people? Like Christy said, sleep. Or what do you don't do that people would think that you do?
The number one thing for me would be drinking during the week. I think a lot of people know that I love my wine, I love my beer, I love my tequila. And I love to let loose on the weekends. But during the week, I'm actually like a hermit crab. I don't really do much. And people always say, oh, my God, you're always out and about. You know, how do you have the time?
But can I stop you for 1 second?
Yeah.
Christy?
Mm-hmm.
A hermit crab?
Yeah. Because she comes, she goes home, and then she's pretty much in the house.
But would you say a hermit crab?
I wouldn't say a hermit crab, because sometimes she'll go out, but rarely during the week. She goes home and watches television and is in bed by like 8 or 9 o'clock. It's something crazy. I'm going to bed at like 11:30 or midnight.
What I'm saying is, I think this is a wheel spinning versus a wheels turning thing. I don't think the expression is, I'm like a hermit crab. I think that Karina is thinking about this because when she looks at me, she thinks of Pinchy, my hermit crab. I think what Karina is saying is a hermit.
Yeah, a hermit.
Okay, or a hermit. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Right? But yeah. I think a lot of people assume that that I'm always like out and about drinking during the week, but I'm not. Just because I like to stay focused on work. And like Christy said, yeah, after work, by the time I get home, I have like a few hours or maybe 2-3 hours of downtime, and then I'm prepping for the next day. And so by that time, it's like I prep, get ready for the next day as far as in work goes, and then by 9 o'clock, I'm out.
Okay, who among us finds themselves in bed at night, laptop on your lap, maybe listening to talk back messages that we haven't had a chance to check during the day, or coming up, you know, reading the news and looking for stories to talk about the next day. Christy, do you do that?
Yes.
Karina?
Yeah.
Martha? Yes.
Yeah.
We do work hard.
Yeah.
I will say.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But during the weekends, when the weekends come around and Friday, I'm like, or even today that it's Thursday, I'm like, man, because, you know, sometimes I'll be like, oh, I'm not going to do anything this weekend. I'm not going to do nothing on Friday. I just want to go home and chill. And then once Thursday starts creeping around, you know, I get that itch. And I'll be like, okay, let me go have one or two beers or whatever. And then that's about it. But for the most part, during the week, I'm actually pretty chill.
I think people would be surprised right now to hear me, Martha Quinn, say, I work really hard and I work a lot. And I'm like, really, Martha Quinn? Do you ever drink Heineken 0.0s during the week, Karina?
No.
Oh my God, they're so good. You've got to try them. Me and my husband, Jordan, will drink Heineken 0.0s. And I'm like, oh, we are partying now.
So it's 0.0, meaning like there's no alcohol
None,
in it?
It's zero, just the zippo. Taste. Yes, but it hypnotizes you.
Hmm.
No, yeah. I swear, you've got to try it. I'm not kidding. Heineken 0.0s are the bomb. Christy, have you ever tried them?
No, but I'm not a beer drinker.
Yeah.
I know, I'm not either. I'm not. But non-alcoholic wine is really just juice. But this, I'm telling you, Heineken 0.0 is the bomb.
If you say so.
If you say so.
If you're listening right now, can you send me a talk back message? Click the red microphone if you have the iHeartRadio app near you. And you can tell me, are Heineken 0.0s, yes, the bomb or not the bomb? Because I'm telling you, they are.
Yeah, well, I do know that for people that don't like to drink or are trying to cut back or slow down on the alcohol, they go to that or O'Doul's. But I think O'Doul's has like 0.5%.
Yeah. And you know what? When I drink those 5%, you know, 0.5%.
You feel it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if you're not really, you know, accustomed to like drinking a lot, then yeah, it'll hit you.
Okay, Christy, any weddings this weekend?
Yes, I have to DJ the A's game, a wedding, and then a party on Sunday.
Christy, do you shout out your A's game gigs on Instagram?
No, I should.
Yes. Morning Drive with Christy Live is how you can find Christy on Instagram. Karina, you want to shout out your socials?
Yeah, my Twitter and Instagram. It's K, V as in Victor, smiley, 81.
And I'm at Marth Quinn on Twitter, at Marth Quinn Presents on Facebook. And what else, ladies?
I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you for checking out episode number 171 of our podcast, Talk Talk with Martha Quinn. Wake up with Christy and Karina during the week. Morning Drive with Christy Live. It's morning fun from 6 to 10 here and on the iHeartRadio app. I come in after with the Martha Quinn Show from 10 to 3. Also here and on the iHeartRadio app. Well, I guess that's it. I feel kind of sad right now.
Aww.
I do.
We're always all together outside of the podcast anyways, too. So that's the fun part.
Until episode number 172, I am Martha Quinn.
I'm Christy.
I'm Karina Velasquez.
Miss you already.